Welcome to Very Fine Friends. Bonus improv. Wow, you guys, we did not coordinate that.
No, that was amazing.
I can't believe that just happened.
When you work together long enough, you just get there.
Yep. Thanks. Yeah, speaking of which, Joe, can we have a suggestion?
Yes.
Thank you.
Your suggestion is Anthropology.
The store.
That's what I thought of first, too.
That is not a store for men.
I know, it's so sad.
Yeah, I was going to think, oh, they're going to have some cool guys, like maybe they'll have men's clothes that are interesting.
Maybe they'll have some butch man stuff.
Maybe they'll have a flathead screwdriver.
But it's all home and women.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's all like wicker furniture and sundresses.
Yeah, cute dresses though.
Yeah, I know. I never want to be a woman, but when I walk past an Anthropology, like, I want to be a woman.
If I was, I would be wearing these dresses. And they better be cute for $178.
Yeah. Well, if you're lucky for a dress, yeah. No, Anthropology, I like Anthropology. I have some stuff from there. There was one time I was in there just browsing. And there was this lady, I felt so bad for this woman. She was in the home section. Like with there's like dishes and stuff or whatever, and she's like looking at, and all of a sudden there's just this huge crash. She had knocked over a whole stack of plates, and then the employees are like I could hear them by the register being like, can someone over to home, like they gotta clean this up. And so the woman was like, so like, as you would, she felt terrible, obviously. She said, I'm so sorry. And then the chick was very nice, but she's like, no, this happens all the time. Don't worry about it. Like, we'll just clean it up. Don't worry. And she's like, the woman's like, she's like, I'm really, really sorry. And she's backing out. She's like backing away. And then she knocks something else off the shelf and it breaks. She's like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. Oh, I felt so terrible.
You saw this?
Yes. I was just like, oh, because I saw myself in this woman, like this is 100% something that would happen to me. And she was just so like, so clearly like mortified by it. Like as anyone would be, right? Like,
yeah.
Well, actually not anyone, like as a nice person would be, like this was an accident. Then like you knowing your own clumsiness did this. And then the employee was just like, it's okay. I got it. Don't worry about it. And so she like very delicately like left.
And then she got airlifted out of the
Anthropology. Yeah. By the Brooks Brothers pig. Airlifted her out.
Gets a callback.
Yeah. Callback to something that we did off pod. Anyway.
Wow, that's horrible.
I know. I felt really bad for her. And I felt bad for the employee too, because it's like it was like stacks of stuff, and it was like, because then you got to like damage all that stuff out.
So the only upside is, you know, it cost them absolutely nothing. Like it's like ceramic plates or porcelain plates.
Yeah.
All that stuff is marked up beyond belief.
Yeah.
And like, there's no way that doesn't, like a box doesn't get damaged in shipping every now and then.
Yeah. But it's like, it is work for the employee.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Because they have to go through and they have to say like, is this many plates, and they got to damage each one of them out. And then they got to send it. I think they have to, I mean, my guess is they have to send at least some of it back. So to like proof. So we used to have to do, like if something was damaged, we used to have to mail it back to corporate basically to show that it wasn't, we didn't just take it and say something was damaged. Anyway. So that's my Anthropology story. But I do think they'd have, if they did decide to branch into men's stuff, they'd have some fun.
Yeah. Nice.
I could see
men sundresses.
Moo-moos? No, I could see you wearing a male version of Anthropology clothing.
Yeah.
Because it's like, they're usually like bright and colorful and fun.
Yeah.
Like you.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah, you always wear nice shirts.
Thank you. Brief pause while we kiss.
Mwah. Okay. Yeah. Well, that's my Anthropology story.
And now, improv.
You're the general manager of this store, is that right?
That's correct, yes.
I'm from the corporate office.
Oh, hi.
Yes.
Oh, hi, they didn't tell me you were coming.
Well, unfortunately, I wish I was here under better terms.
Oh no, what's wrong?
I have a report here that says that you damaged something out?
Yes. Yes. It's standard practice.
Could be fraud. That's why I'm here. Gotta make sure this whole store is on the up and up.
Oh, well, no, I mean, no, yeah, of course. No, we keep, we're by the book here. What do I need to show you to prove no fraud?
Well, the easiest way is to take me right to your house. I need to see everything you own.
Oh. Okay, sure.
Just a formality to make sure that you haven't stolen from this fine store.
Okay, yeah, of course. No, come on.
Okay.
Luckily, my car's right here.
Great. Guess we'll leave the store unattended then.
I know the assistant manager's here.
All right.
I'm on my. I was about to take my lunch break. Anyway.
Okay, sorry, I'm on edge. You know, a lot of thieving going on.
Don't worry, we're going by the book here.
Okay.
All right. Here. Oh, you're in my car now.
Yep. Nice. Smells like black ice.
Fernando. Oh, sorry. I'll turn the radio down. Oh, sorry.
Was that a CD?
Yeah. It was.
Where'd you get that CD?
I got it at Sam Goody.
You have a receipt?
No, I mean, Sam Goody doesn't even exist anymore.
That's convenient. Very convenient.
It's not my fault. It's actually very inconvenient. I liked them. Where can one get CDs anymore? I haven't listened to new music in like 14 years.
I choose to believe you. Hold on. I have to do my voice recorder. Note to self. Check on status of Sam Goody. Okay. Is this your house?
Yes. Yes, it is. Luckily, I live like 1 minute from the store.
You got a receipt for this house?
Yes, it's my mortgage.
Very good. Very good. Yeah. You can't be too careful. What, people just take whatever they want these days.
I appreciate your diligence. Which corporate office are you from again?
The main one.
Okay. Oh. All right. Oh, come on in. Come on in.
Okay. Very good.
Ooh,
very
sorry.
Good.
Mind mittens. He's asleep on the on the rug.
What, honey? Who's this?
Oh, don't worry. But it's just corporate. Someone from corporate just coming.
Which office?
The main one.
Oh.
You must be the spouse?
Yes.
Interesting, interesting. You have any paperwork that ties you to this person?
We just did kind of a commitment ceremony. Yeah. Or nothing formal, nothing legal.
Okay. Please forgive the question I'm about to ask you. Have you now or have you ever been the property of a store?
Well, I don't like to talk about that. That was before I met my Johnny. Look, it was my 20s. We're a wild time, okay? What can I say?
Just gonna make a few notes here.
Wait, this is the first I'm hearing of this.
Honey, okay.
What store were you the property of?
Do you remember that old store where you used to be able to buy those CDs?
Sam Goody?
Yeah.
Do I?
I used to be available for purchase at Sam Goody.
You were?
I would just stand in the window all day, holding a sign that said $1 million.
I thought that was like a promo. I saw that sign.
I mean,
I thought you were fake.
Well, it was a legitimate business offer. It's just no one ever bought me. So here I am with you.
Wait. I feel like our whole marriage is a lie.
No.
No, I feel like it is. You belonged to something else before me?
Well, they never had a receipt for me.
Where did they get you from?
Well, do you remember that other really old store where you used to be able to listen to CDs in a little cafe area while you browsed for books?
Borders,
yes. I sort of bounced around. I was at Blockbuster before that.
I'm so sorry. I'm sorry, sorry, person from corporate. I'm sorry, I never got your name.
I don't have one. Okay. And I just noticed that everything's on the up and up here, so I'm going to go ahead and take off.
No. What? You can't. You were here. I need someone else to process this with.
I've got to go make wild accusations to someone else.
No, stop.
And I'm taking mittens.
Fine, you can have mittens. I don't give a fuck about the cat.
What?
Shut up. Shut up, Maisie, shut up. Okay?
Okay.
guy from corporate.
Which office?
Oh, I'm uncomfortable.
What do I do? What? You brought this to our house.
I thought you were thieving.
Well, apparently I'm not thieving.
He's leaving.
My wife is a whore. It's been belonged to...
Hey! Ho!
Sam Goody, then Borders. Where did Borders get you from, Maisie?
I told you, Blockbuster.
Blockbuster?
That's our store. You did steal from the store.
What? No.
Yes.
No.
I brought these handcuffs.
No. No.
That's it. You're going away.
Wait, but babe, that means that we were really together alone.
Oh, no. Our love's come full circle, but now I'm in handcuffs.
At the expense of your freedom.
Say, you have 2 minutes to say goodbye to your wife. I'm going to start the car.
Wait, where are you getting? No, don't go. I drove us here.
I took the keys out of your pocket.
That good.
Now who's thieving?
Shuck yous.
Scene.